future come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The City of Brotherly Love is reaching out to some runners who were disappointed last weekend. ABC's Dave Schreiber explains.
The Philadelphia Marathon, which takes place on the 18th of November, is opening up 3,000 slots for runners who could not compete after the New York event was canceled. Competitors who had registered for New York can enter a lottery to register for the Philadelphia race until Thursday. The Philadelphia mayor says this is being done to support the running community. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Researchers say if a pit bull had a choice, he'd choose Mozart over Metallica every time. In a four-month study of kennel dogs' responses to music, Colorado State University professor found changes in barking patterns, restlessness, depending on what type of song is played. Classical tunes proved to be a powerful stress reducer. Heavy metal appeared to amplify dogs' anxiety. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It is 41 degrees at 7:04. I'm Lynette Taylor with your WITN news update. With Pat McCrory's win in the governor's race, Republicans are in control of North Carolina state government for the first time since, quote, the News and Observer, horse and buggy days. Well, not since the 1800s has North Carolina had a Republican governor and a Republican majority in both the state house and the Senate. A Craven County Republican will be a representative for State House District 3. Michael Speciale defeated Democrat Robert Caton 59-41%. Meanwhile, Democrat George Graham, an even more convincing win over Republican Jim Dancy, 65-35%. This was a seat that was held by Representative William Wainwright, who passed away earlier this year. Now on to another big upset. This was in Pitt County, where a political newcomer unseated a long-serving state representative. Republican Brian Brown took 52% of the vote to Democrat incumbent Marion McLawhorn, 48% in the State House District 9 election. We were unable to reach McLawhorn for comment last night, but we did talk to Brown, who said that he worked very hard in this campaign and looks forward to being in that position. Brown owns a business in Greenville and sits on several boards, including Pitt County Crime Stoppers and Pitt Greenville Chamber of Commerce Business Board. Now, a couple of other races that were going on in Pitt County. Pitt County race in District B, Republican Tom Colson defeated Democrat incumbent Ephraim Smith. In the Beaufort County Commissioner's race, Republican incumbent Jay McCore was not among the top four vote getters, so he will not serve another term. In Hyde County Commissioner race and Lake Landing Commissioner race in that township, Republican Earl Pugh defeated incumbent Democrat Sharon Spencer. And in Lenoir County Commissioner's race in District 3, Democrat Craig Hill defeated Republican incumbent Tony Farrow. For a full list of these upsets and all the outcomes, you can go to WITN.com. In Onslow County, it was a crowded race for the Board of Commissioners. They finished with all incumbents getting another term. Paul Buchanan, Barbara Ickner, and Lionel Midget, all Republicans were elected. Also elected was Republican Jack Bright. He is not an incumbent. Bright is no stranger to the Board of Commissioners, though. He served on the board from 2000 to 2004, and also for 1 year in 2008. And Thomas was one of three Democrats who ran for commissioner this year. In another race in Onslow County, Republican incumbent Becky Pollard won the Register of Deeds election over Democrat Betty Jones. And we have other results as well from the District Court Judge 3A race in Pitt County. That was decided. Pitt County voters elected Brian DeSoto over Ferris Dixon, 53% to 47%. Both men have worked as assistant district attorneys for Pitt County. We caught up with both men for those results as well. In other races that were affected in Pitt County, residents newcomer Susan Martin, a Republican, won her race against another newcomer, Democrat Mark Bibbs, for the State House District 8. In other news, we do have breaking news that's going on about a house fire in the east. Fire crews in Williamston responded to a house fire on Griffin Avenue near Jamesville Road. The call came in at 12:40, according to dispatchers, and Williamston fire rescue crews cleared the scene just after 3 a.m. There is someone watching for possible flare-ups. We'll keep you posted on what happens on WITN and on WITN TV. And Obama's victory speech followed a short 5-minute concession speech from Mitt Romney. He asked Americans to pray for President Obama and to reach across the aisle to tackle the nation's problems. In his concession speech, Romney said he's proud of the campaign he ran, but that voters have made another choice. Of course, we'll talk more about that on Talk of the Town. And that is your WITN News Update. I'm Lynette Taylor.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Taking a look at the forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 51 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 33. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 56. Tomorrow night, clear at a low of 29. Friday, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 50s. Saturday, a few clouds, a high in the lower 60s. Right now, outside of our WTIB studios, it's 37 chilly degrees. Talk of the Town starts right after this.
Attention Shroomies. Mellow Mushroom introduces our Sunday brunch starting at 10 a.m. Choose from three unique breakfast pizzas and enjoy our signature Bloody Mary bar beginning at noon. Football fans, join us for $1 Bud Light drafts every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday while watching all the big games at the bar or outside on the patio. And don't forget our 520 lunch specials Monday through Friday. A $5 lunch guaranteed in 20 minutes or less, or it's free. Mellow Mushroom, Charles Boulevard in front of the Greenville Mall. Mellow Love. Get some.
Women's wealth is increasing, and so is their need for solid financial planning. From family to marriage, divorce or retirement, taxes and estate planning, Tommy Pate and Dean Cohn of the Journeys Group in Aiden will empower you to make the best possible financial decisions in order for you to create the life you want on your own terms. Financial advice is universal, but some issues affect women more than men. For sound financial advice that pertains to your personal situation, call Tommy Pate or Dean Cohn with the Journeys Group at 746-67.
The Lighting by Design 18th Annual Christmas Sale is happening now. Take advantage of these deep discounts on Siegel Lighting and other items now through Christmas. 50% off the suggested retail on light fixtures and lamps from Siegel Lighting. Stop in and let the experienced design team help you choose the right look for your home. Light up your home with super savings at Lighting by Design on Fire Tower Road. It's your time to enjoy 50% off suggested retail price on Siegel Lighting now through December 21st.
Breaking news.
This just in from Ann herself. Ann's Dumplings and Ann's Delicious Chicken Base are now available at Walmart food stores and Piggly Wiggly. It's a one-stop shop to make Ann's famous chicken and dumplings with regular or whole wheat dumplings and the chicken base. Tastes like homemade. With Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base, good cooks become great cooks. Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base are now at Walmart and Piggly Wiggly, or visit their website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products.
Hi, Steve Mosley here.
Hi, I'm Barry Knowles.
And we're the Copier Guys.
Ever since we have adopted our new vision to have CopyPro in every office, companies all over Eastern North Carolina have been replacing old technology with new color systems from Savin.
Call us today and we'll replace your old black and white system with a color system for the same or less money than your current lease.
If you're listening and CopyPro isn't in your office, then stop wasting your money and call today.
I'm Steve Mosley.
And I'm Barry Knowles, and we want to put CopyPro in your office.
Call 800-682-6558 or on the web at copypro.net.
Fall hunting and fishing season is here. Whether it's hunting or fishing, Overton's has you covered. The 3Ds, duck, deer, and drum don't stand a chance if you're in Overton's gear. Overton stocks your favorite brands like Drake Waterfowl, Game High, Columbia, Avery Outdoors, Sea Striker, Shimano, Allen Blooming Calls, Lacrosse Waders, Boots, Angler's Mate, and Yeti Coolers. Check out the latest from Carhartt Apparel, Columbia, Guy Harvey, Salt Life, Costa Del Mar, Calcutta, and more. Overton's has two locations to serve you in Raleigh and Greenville. Overton's, launching life on the water since 1976.
Wakey.
Y'all need to get up.
What a way to start the day. You roll out of bed and this is the first thing you get to hear?
So much for professionalism.
Aren't you lucky? This is the talk of the town.
Excellent.
On 103.7 WTIB. Now your host, Henry Hinton.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I knew we were in trouble when Dick Morris said
that beady little
we will have a huge Romney victory last night. 43 degrees. Is he ever right? Has he ever been right once
Well, he'll start writing a new book.
I knew. That's right. He'll write a book, and will you people please stop buying his book? It may sound odd that I'm opening up being angry at.
You got to find somebody to be angry at. You got to find somebody to.
43 degrees at 13 after 7. Henry Hinton. Tom Lamprecht from Eastern Carolina News and Views joining me live this morning for our special post-election coverage.
Morning. And, I can't say good morning. I'll just say morning.
I'm a little. I may be a little giddy this morning in some directions. I'm not sure. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. I want to thank my buddy Harry Smith, who I know is not awake, but I'm going to thank him anyway.
What time did you guys fly back?
who flew me over to Charlotte and back last night? We got back into Greenville probably about. I think about 1 o'clock. I don't even know.
That's not too bad.
If you want to know the truth, I really don't even know. Lynette Taylor is here at the WITN News Desk. We're all worn out. And Lynette, how late were you on WITN last night?
I finished broadcasting at about 11:05. But then once you break down and get back to the studio, it's close to midnight.
What time did NBC call Ohio?
I'm trying to remember because I was still back and forth. I believe they called it after 11:30.
Yeah. That's about when everybody called it, I think.
Well, let's start with something positive.
It was actually a good, in North Carolina politics, it really was a good night for conservatives.
And some of my, you know, in fact, I hate to say that, but a lot of my predictions came true. And I, you know, Pat McCrory, it looks like it's going to be about a 12-point win. I said he'd get 55% of the vote. He was right there. It was 54, and, it was almost 55% of the vote. I was one of the great honors I've ever had was Mayor McCrory, or should I now call him Governor?
Governor-elect McCrory, yeah, absolutely.
Which I was the first person to get to call him that last night. Asked me to MC the event in Charlotte last night, and
was it a pack?
Oh my Lord, it was probably 1,000 people in the ballroom at the Westin Hotel. Great event, and obviously all night the excitement in the room and. Very exciting stuff, and as I've said before, McCrory is a rock star, and people had shown up. We had a lot of folks from Greenville there last night. It was great to see a lot of Eastern North Carolina folks there last night who'd come out to celebrate the win for our new governor. And, you know, that one was called. NBC was the first to call the McCrory race last night at 8:38. We were like, are you kidding? 8:38? In fact, I was backstage with Ricky Diaz, the press secretary for the McCrory campaign, and I got a text that said NBC just called it for McCrory. And I looked at Ricky, and Ricky's the press secretary, and I was like, have you talked to NBC? He was like, not recently. And I said, you need to call up there and find out what's going on. We heard that NBC has called it. Well, then he said, well, if you've heard that, go out there and say it. So I go out and tell the crowd that NBC at 8:38 has just called it for McCrory. And as I walk onto the stage, they had two huge screens set up in the big ballroom there, and Fox News flashed Pat's picture up on.
I think I texted you about that time.
And then you text me, I think, also, and said Fox just called it for Pat. Well, I was actually on stage about to announce that NBC had called it for Pat. And before I could get the words out of my mouth, it was up on the big screen, McCrory wins North Carolina. So it was a great moment. It really was.
Dan Forrest just squeaked by Linda Cole.
We're going to talk about all of them.
Wow.
McCrory stayed and partied and things. And we actually went and had dinner with Mayor McCrory last night, some of the Greenville guys. The Greenville Mafia took the new governor to dinner last night. So that's why we got back so late.
So you went to dinner after?
We did. We got some great pictures on Facebook. If McGee, we don't know where McGee has done the McGee fade on us this morning. We don't know where he is.
MIA.
And we would put that, we'll try to like it on our Facebook page. But it's on my Facebook page if you want to see some of those pictures. Some of the Greenville guys. We actually had new governor's first meal with him last night. And while we were in the restaurant eating there at the Westin Hotel, the race for president got called for Obama. And
you couldn't finish your supper.
it's tough. I know there are a lot of people who want to talk this morning. We'll give you a chance to talk 561-8255. You know, we just have to try to be positive. I mean, we live in a republic where people speak. I mean, I was just talking to some guys over at the coffee shop this morning. You know, the thing that's so frustrating about it is, you know, you look at the shape the country's in, $16 trillion in debt, record unemployment, the economy's been in the tank and really has gotten a little better, but there, you know, now it's the ultimate question that we're all waking up to this morning and saying, where do we go from here? And it just worries me that we now, and again, you know, this is the way our country works. People go and vote and they pick their leaders and the leaders lead or in Obama's case, not lead. But you actually look at the situation. You go, what happens now to Obamacare? Okay, Obamacare will now move forward.
Mm-hmm. So the XL pipeline will not.
The pipeline will not. But, you know, think about things like this. Think about sequestration. Military sequestration. I mean, I don't know if anybody realizes, and you know, I don't think, and I'm not going to start beating Romney up. I'm listening to people already beating Romney up about what a bad campaign he ran. I thought the guy ran a pretty good campaign. I just think, the problem with, let's just say it like it is, the problem with Mitt Romney in his campaign was he's a rich white guy.
Well,
and I think that hurt him, and he also comes from the Northeast, where I think it's hard for him. Who was it that said last night that conservatism is a second language to him? I mean, he really, he's in Massachusetts. I think Romney had a hard time connecting, but, you know, I don't know who would have been a better candidate. I'm not sure anyone else would have won. I don't think Romney made any huge mistakes except the 47% comment, which, by the way, is accurate, but you can't say it on the campaign trail, where you might get taped like he did. And so, I don't know. Where do we go from here is the question. But, folks, we've got to try to be positive because, you know, this is the country we have. And, you know, the people have spoken, and this is what we got, Tom.
Well, I think the sun will shine. God is still on the throne, and the sun will rise. This has been circulated over and over again, but let me read it again from Alexander Fraser Tyler from the 1770s. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discovered that they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over lousy fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. The average of the world's great civilizations before they decline has been 200 years. These nations have progressed in this sequence from bondage to spiritual faith, from faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, and from apathy to dependency, and from dependency back again into bondage. I really think there's been a paradigm shift in our country over the last 50 years where we do have a large majority of voters thinking that they can vote goodies from the public treasury into their pocket.
You know, just talking to some of the people who've called our show, I think that's the thing I'm most frustrated over this morning. You know, vote the guy in, give him a second term because of his policies, because of his behavior as a leader and all that. They can't articulate any of that.
Mm-hmm.
They can't articulate any of that. When you try to talk to them about issues and policies, and, you know, let's talk to them about sequestration this morning. Do you think most of the people that went to the polls and voted for Obama yesterday understand sequestration? Do you know what it's going to do to our military? I mean, it's very frustrating. But again, we're going to make an effort to be positive. We got a full switchboard. I know people want to get on. Let me make a couple of the comments before we start taking calls. There were some local races that I just got to say congratulations to Brian Brown.
Yes, congratulations, and to Susan Martin.
Susan Martin and Brian Brown. I predicted that the two Pitt County seats would go Republican. People looked at me like I had like I was wearing a you know, a hot dog on my head. And Brian Brown ran a heck of a campaign. It got a little ugly from time to time, but you know, it's a big deal, I think. And you know, we're going to try to talk to Brian this morning. I did talk to Bill Cook late last night. It looks like Bill Cook has lost the Senate race to incumbent Stan White in Senate District 1.
That was close.
338 votes, I believe, and there were 40,000 votes cast in an 8-county Senate district. But the House of Representatives, you know, what are we talking about this weekend on NC Spin? And I said earlier this week, they needed 72 seats. 72 seats in the House of Representatives. The North Carolina House of Representatives had 68 Republicans. They needed 72 after last night to have a supermajority. No one predicted this. 77 seats.
Wow.
For the House. I got a text late last night from Chris Hayes, who's the chief of staff for the Speaker of the House. And we had an interesting exchange. And so, let's see. I'm getting texts from all over the place. Let's see. See if there's anything I need to cover on the air. Let's go ahead and start getting a few calls in here. And again, you know, I know you're frustrated and we want you to have a chance to speak your mind, but, you know, let's try not to be crazy negative this morning. where are we going, Pat? I think Karen's been holding quite a while. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Karen.
Start us off this morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, that's a good, bright...
Not as good as it should be, but...
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I am very thankful this morning that I am no longer required to salute the office of Commander-in-Chief and to tell you that there are only 1,535 days until Inauguration Day 2017.
So that's what you really call seeing the glass half
full. That's positive.
That's the glass half full right there. Yeah, right.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, thanks, Karen. Very good. You know, Glenn Webb just sent me a text. People were expecting Pat to ride Romney's coattails, but I think Romney rode Pat's coattails. I don't agree with Glenn on that. I don't think people were expecting Pat to ride Romney's coattails. I said this weekend on NC Spin that I thought that McCrory would help Romney in North Carolina. I think he did. Now, interestingly, McCrory did not. It looks like the lieutenant governor's race, very close. Mm-hmm. Linda Coleman, I don't think the Democrat has conceded to Dan Forrest yet. And there could be a recount on it. That's a very close one. You know, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, Dan Forrest had 50.13, Linda Coleman 49.87.
How many votes is that, though?
2,181,646 for Coleman, 2,193,016.
So about 102,000 votes. Is that right?
No. It's less than, it's about 12,000.
No, 12,000 votes. Yeah, 12,000 votes. So Linda Coleman late last night had not conceded to Dan Forrest for lieutenant governor, but it looks like Dan Forrest won. But other than that, I don't think any of the other new Republicans won for the Council of State. And I thought if McCrory got 55%, that he would maybe drag some people in, some of the other Republicans like our friend Ed Goodwin, who ran a great race but lost last night,
mm-hmm.
and John Tedesco for superintendent of public schools, he lost. All the Democrats won the contested new seats except for lieutenant governor. Now, some of the Cherie Berry won labor,
right,
and Troxler won agriculture, but those Republicans were already there. But McCrory's cabinet and council of state. Is going to be pretty Democratic. All right, let's go back to the phones, 561-8255. Tell me again, Pat, I'm sorry. Pat Jones, by the way, producing this morning. Our producer, Michael, had a death in the family, unfortunately. Oh, had to go to Virginia this morning, so Pat is here. David is on. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm just kind of dumbfounded over the whole thing. I just can't believe. I still can't. It hadn't sunk in. Let me tell you, out of all these policies and all the things, the deficit worries me, the unemployment and the economy worries me, But what worries me the most is our national security. Mm-hmm. That is a very, how far does Russia set off of Alaska there? I mean, that worries me, I would say, more than anything. And I don't have anything else.
I will say this too. You know, as a person in the military now, you know, they've got to continue, and this is not sour grapes. I would have said this if Romney had won. They've got to continue this Libya investigation. There needs to be a full investigation of what happened in Libya. And you know, if you're in the military, I mean, the military in this country is based on the idea that people in this country are proud of the military, you know, and that makes people want to join the military. You know, we now have a commander in chief that looks like he threw some of our military under the bus in Libya, along with our own ambassador over there, and we ended up with four murders. That has to be investigated. It has to be investigated.
I actually think it will. I think now that the mainstream media has got their guy in, I think they're going to be a little hungry to do a little bit more investigative reporting.
Did you say the mainstream media?
Yeah, I think the mainstream media.
Do you really?
I do. Well, more so than they've done in the past.
Are you calling Fox News the mainstream media?
Well, no, I'm not. But no, I think you will see some of the papers and NBC, CBS, and some of the others begin to investigate a little harder.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to happen, too, as if these lemmings would start going out on their own and doing some investigative reporting, I think you would see others follow, especially as people say, hey, wait a minute, there's something here. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think the other thing, though, David, that's got to happen is we have got to make sure, you know, right now I hear all these people, oh, we need cooperation, we need to be, you know, throw partisanship aside. Look, I like to have Walter Jones speak up even louder that, you know, we have three branches of government and Congress needs to make sure they do their job. The House and the Senate and is divided. That could be a good thing just to slow down what could happen.
Well, you know, you think about that, and thank God we have the Republicans were able to maintain one branch of government.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Right.
But, you know, it didn't help for Obamacare. They found a way to pass it anyway.
Yeah.
And so you just don't know what's in store. And I know we all wake up this morning with great trepidation about that. And
we've always had a form of socialized medicine. It's here for real now. And as we said before this election, wait to the second term. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, yeah, and you know, what is the question? David, I'll let you go. Thank you very much
for
the call. Thanks, David.
But, you know, what is the message here? Is the message that we like, and I say we, I mean the majority of voters, is the message here that we like the direction of our country moving more to the left, moving more toward a, dare I say it, a socialistic style.
We're there, buddy.
If not all-out socialism.
We're there.
A socialistic style of government that you look around the country, I mean, you look around the world, it's not working anywhere.
No.
It's not working
Greece
anywhere.
Greece is going down in flames, and we're trying our best to imitate Greece every time we turn around.
You know, I don't know. Colorado actually legalized marijuana yesterday.
In
Washington. I'm thinking maybe at this point, just move. Let's move.
And light up.
Let's move to Colorado, hit the bong, and live off the government. 561-8255. 561-8255. We got anybody holding their pet? It's a good time for a break then. Let's take a break. 7:31, Lynette will have news headlines. We'll check in on some of the local races. We're going to talk to some of the candidates. It is Talk of the Town Wednesday, November the 7th, 43 degrees. It's kind of chilly out there this morning. Looking for cloudy skies, slight chance of a rain shower, 51 degrees. And tonight, 33 overnight. On Thursday, 56. Beautiful weekend on the way. See, there is something positive to talk about. Sunshine, highs in the upper 50s on Friday, and then back in the 60s, and a beautiful weekend coming on Saturday. Talk of the town this morning. It is the day after. We love to hear from you. We're going to hear from some of the candidates. Tom Lamprecht from Eastern Carolina News and Views in the studio with me this morning. When we come back, our local news headlines. Lynette Taylor will have some of the results from some of the North Carolina races right after this.
It's the big finish to 2012 and time for you to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. The end of the year is the absolute best time to buy a new car, and you'll get huge holiday savings on all new vehicles at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Get 0% financing for 72 months on all 2012 Chrysler and Ram models, or save up to $10,000 on a new Ram crew cab. Lease the 2013 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $299 a month. Get both 0% financing and $1,000 holiday cash on any 2012 Dodge model. It's 0% financing on Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep. This holiday season, it's time to take the lead.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the lead. To East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Grand Cherokee lease payments based on 39 months with $24.99 down. See dealer for details.
Trep's Restaurant on Red Banks Road has some fabulous fall features at some incredible prices. Listen to this. Right now at Trep's, get a delicious 7-ounce certified Angus sirloin steak along with 6 jumbo shrimp with baked potato for just $13.99. Or 12 jumbo fried shrimp for $9.99. Trep's also has a terrific shrimp Caesar salad, just $8.49. Check it out now. These incredible fall features and great prices are at Trep's, Red Banks Road. Taste the difference at Trep's.
We support the home team because they play harder when they know their community is counting on them. North Carolina Farm Bureau Auto Insurance isn't all that different. Our members are counting on us every day, so we work harder to deliver Major League service from our local agents. So if you support the home team, think of us as the home team that supports you right back. Farm Bureau Auto Insurance, helping you is what we do best. In Pitt County, call 756-3165 and speak to Tony Boyd, Buddy Kennedy, Randy Daniels, Alan Hill, Bill King, Jack Metz, Patrick Reed, Jay Searles, or Lynn Sugg. Your local friends make up the winning team at Farm Bureau Agents that are ready to assist you with your auto, home, and health insurance needs. Drop by the Farm Bureau office, conveniently located on Charles Boulevard, close to Fells Fort, or call 756-3165. Farm Bureau of Greenville, your winning team.
One passion, one nation. This November, the choice is clear. Pirate basketball kicks off the 2012 home season November 10th and 11th. Select your season tickets with ballot options like the employment rate, economic stimulus, and women's basketball referendum. Cast the deciding vote on opening weekend, November 10th and 11th, with a pair of 5 p.m. games in Williams Arena at Minchie's Coliseum. Get your tickets now at ecupirates.com.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It is 39 degrees at 7:36. I'm Lynette Taylor with your WITN news update. We're going to give you some update on numbers of some of the winners from last night's election. Now, with Pat McCrory's win in the governor's race, Republicans are in control of North Carolina state government for the first time since, to quote the News and Observer here, horse and buggy days. Well, not since 1800s has North Carolina had a Republican governor and a Republican majority in both the state house and Senate. Now, a Craven County Republican will be the representative for State House District 3. Michael Speciale defeated Democrat Robert Caton 59-41%. Meanwhile, Democrat George Graham had an even more convincing win over Republican Jim Dancy 65-35%. Now, this was the seat that was held by Representative William Wainwright, who passed away earlier this year. Now, to show you a few of the upsets in Eastern Carolina's races, this decision 2012 in Pitt County race in District B, Republican Tom Colson defeated Democrat incumbent Ephraim Smith. In the Beaufort County Commissioner's race, Republican incumbent Jay McCrory was not among the top four vote getters, so he will not serve another term. Now, in Hyde County Commissioner race in Lake Landing Township, Republican Earl Pugh defeated incumbent Democrat Sharon Spencer. In Lenoir County Commissioner's race in District 3, Democrat Craig Hill defeated Republican incumbent Tony Farrell. Now, for a full list of upsets and all outcomes, you can just head to WITN.com. But another big upset was in Pitt County, where a political newcomer unseated a long-serving state representative. Republican Brian Brown took 52% of the vote to Democrat incumbent Marion McLawhorn's 48% in the State House District 9 election. Now, we were unable to reach McLawhorn for contact or any comment last night, but Brown, of course, spoke to us about his win. You can hear that on WITN.com. Now, Brown owns a business in Greenville and sits on several boards, including Pitt County Crime Stoppers and Pitt Greenville Chamber of Commerce Business Board. Well, we continue, of course, to look at the District Court Judge 3A race that was decided as Pitt County voters elected Brian DeSoto over Ferris Dixon, 53% to 47%. Both men have worked as assistant district attorneys for Pitt County. We caught up with both candidates about the results last night. Now, in other races that affected Pitt County residents, newcomer Susan Martin, a Republican, won her race against another newcomer, Democrat Mark Bibbs, for State House District 8. We also want to let you know about some breaking news that happened overnight. We're still following up about a house fire that happened in the east. Fire crews in Williamston and Martin County responded to a house fire on Griffin Avenue near Jamesville Road. Now, the call came in at 12:40, according to dispatchers, and Williamston fire rescue crews cleared the scene just after 3 a.m. Now, there are people out there watching for possible flare-ups. We will keep you posted about what's happening on this fire on WITN-TV and on WITN.com. And that's your look at your WITN News updates. I'm Lynette Taylor.
WTIB weather.
Howdy today. Got a slight chance of a rain shower. High temperature 51 degrees. Cloudy tonight. Overnight low 33. And then Thursday, partly cloudy. High temperature 56. We've got sunshine coming on Friday for the weekend. Sunshine and 58 degrees. And then on Saturday, a few clouds. High temperature around 62 degrees. 43 this morning at 7:39. More talk of the town on the way. We're going to be talking to some of the candidates this morning, including Brian Brown. I just texted Brian. I said, let me know when you get up. Text me when you get up so we can call you on the air. And he just responded and said, haven't been to bed.
That's called adrenaline.
So District 9 elect, House of Representatives elect Brian Brown will join us here in a few minutes. And more of your phone calls if you want to get on this morning. 561-8255. It's not all bad. We got some good things to talk about. 561-8255. What's on your mind this morning? Where do we go from here? We'll be right back.
This is Henry Hinton. You've been hearing us talk a lot about the aluminum company in North Carolina over the years and how they can fix or upgrade just about anything in your home, but there's nothing like hearing it from a satisfied customer. I've got Brad Griffin from Greenville here in the studio. Brad, you just had the aluminum company in North Carolina doing a lot of things at your home.
Sure did, Henry. Everything from the roof down. We had windows replaced, gutters, siding, doors replaced, the trim. They used the best materials, have really long warranty on everything. I'd say they took care of the problems we had.
Talk about your experience with Jeff Monsignor and his folks.
Well, Jeff's a great guy. Went to ECU. Very impressed with Jeff. He came out twice himself. Really knows his stuff. People that work for Jeff are just like him. They do a great job. They care. They know what they're doing.
Call the aluminum company. They'll come out and give you a free no-obligation estimate. 1-800-672-4348. 1-800-672-4348 or aluminumcompany.com.
We really had a great experience with the aluminum company in North Carolina.
U.S. vehicles have 40
Attention, Rocky Mount and surrounding areas. The Credit Doctor is liquidating over 100 vehicles at Bonnie Murray Toyota through Saturday. $79 down is all you need. Payments from $117 a month. Low mileage vehicles from $39.99. Camrys, Corollas, Prius, Tacomas, RAV4, 4Runners, even Hondas and Hyundais. Every make, every model from $39.99. 100,000 mile warranties available. And all you need is $79 down during this event. The Credit Doctor will give you up
to $7,000 for any old trade. When the Credit Doctor liquidates at Bobby Murray, prescription prices start at $39.99, $79 down, or payments from $117 a month. Shop online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats at Bobby Murray.
Winslow's Deli Tavern and Market is more than a restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Winslow's is Greenville's premier spot for 46 beers on tap, over 400 craft beers in the bottle, and Eastern North Carolina's largest selection of bourbon and whiskey. There's always something going on at Winslow's, so gather friends for half-price bottles of wine on Monday, karaoke on Tuesdays, Wednesdays for jazz, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, live music or a DJ. Winslow's is the perfect spot for our Sunday brunch buffet, daily drink specials, and our two outdoor patios, one for smoking and the other for non-smokers. Winslow's, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is Greenville's dining preference and nightlife spot. For bridal showers, private parties, business meetings, or large groups, call Catherine at 364-8921. Winslow's in Uptown Greenville.
Henry Hinton.
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Weekdays from 7 to 9 on 103.7 WTIB.
All right, Tom Lamprey's in the studio with me this morning. We are doing a little post-mortem on yesterday's activities.
You got to laugh or you'd cry.
That's the right term, isn't it? Post-mortem. Nobody know the trouble I seen.
By the way, down in Congressional District 7, David Rausser, Mike McIntyre. Rausser apparently is going to meet with his attorneys. Less than 517 vote difference.
That was very close, and I thought Rausser would win that. Mike McIntyre, the longtime Democratic congressman down there.
Yeah.
And Rausser ran a pretty good race. Rausser used to work for Jesse Helms, now a state senator.
Yeah.
Worked so anyway, as well.
He might call for a recount.
I can see that happening. There could be a recount in the lieutenant governor's race. I doubt it. I'll tell you another race, and we're going to try to talk to Bill Cook. I tell you what, Pat, go ahead. Let's get Robert on the phone here. Go ahead and call Bill Cook, and let's see if we can talk to Bill. There may be a recount in one of the local Senate district races, Senate District 1, with Bill Cook and Stan White. Right now, Robert has been holding a long time.
Good morning, Robert.
You're on the air. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I could be better, I guess. But I think what you need to this is what I think happened to the Republican Party. I think they threw their conservative base under the bus and let them roll. And I mean, Ron Paul, I don't think, spoke at the convention. I don't think Newt Gingrich did. I'm not sure. But
Ron Paul didn't. I don't think Gingrich did.
But Robert, let's think about that for a second. Are you telling me they – obviously you don't think they voted for Obama. Are you saying they just didn't come out and vote? I have a hard time believing that.
No, I think they came out and voted. I think that you probably in politics is kind of crazy anyway. But when you sit there and you take away those voices, those people that feel like they've been, you know, gotten over from the last – probably 10 or 15 years by the banks and by the Wall Street and that sort of thing, and you have somebody like Ron Paul that comes up and says, puts it in their face, I don't think the Blue Nose Republican Party wanted to deal with that. And then when you look at places like Nevada, when they did a caucus out there, you know, Romney only won by 6,000 votes, and they had like 3,000 Republican votes in Nevada. So, you know, when you look at the whole situation, I mean, with the way they beat their competition out in the primaries, you know, you've got to make it a more level playing field for everybody.
True. Well, you know, the conservative movement galvanized during the Obamacare fight, and you know, I that's the thing that blows me away. I mean, could you imagine the kind of effort and the feelings in this country when the Obamacare thing rose up and you had people coming out to these rallies all over the country? You know, you just had a feeling that there was going to be kind of a, I don't want to use the term revolution, but kind of a regeneration of the conservative values of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't, as we sit here this morning again, you know, we all have to evaluate it and say why. But there's no doubt that, you know, we've taken a blow.
Well, you got to look at, too, that the devaluation of the dollar and people, you know, I mean, Wall Street's going up on the values and all that kind of stuff. And a guy that's sitting there working for a living, you know, he ought to be making 20. The minimum wage probably ought to be $20 an hour right now to keep up with inflation.
Yeah.
And you know, you got kids now. I mean, my son's working, you know, 15 hours a week. He's making $8.50 an hour. Man, when I was 14 years old, I was making $1 an hour, and at the end of the day, I could buy 4 gallons of gas and have some tax.
I was going to say that dollar went a lot further than the money
$8.50 today does.
Robert, thanks for your call. A lot of folks holding.
You know, I think there are some good days ahead for the conservative movement, though. I mean, I'm not suggesting
that there aren't. I'm just saying that with the kind of galvanization, what's the word?
The galvanizing. It's been a long night.
People coming together. I told you it was going to be a long morning for me.
Giddy.
With the way that we saw the country kind of coming together and the conservative movement kind of bonding together, I mean, you look at the situation now and you say, you know, where do we go from here? I think there'll be a strong resolve to rise up again, but you know, it comes down to that quote. I've used it several times during the election during the campaign for the last year. Whoever said it was right. You know, we now live in a society and in a country where there are more people who vote for a living than work for a living.
Oh yeah,
and that's the problem that we have.
Well, we were talking on the break when you add up the number of people who are working for the government or get a benefit for the government. You know, we're probably right at 50%, maybe a little bit above that.
You know, if we haven't hit the tipping point, we're going to hit it. And with four more years of this administration, you know, and I'll tell you something else too. Again, I'm the one that's saying try to be positive this morning, but I do worry about this. If, you know, in terms of our economy, you've got the one percenters, the people under attack, the business people in this country, the entrepreneurs that all of you liberals hate so much.
The evil people,
you know, they've had billions and trillions of dollars on the sideline, waiting for this moment to start reinvesting in businesses again, which essentially means they were going to reinvest in the country again. You know, I hope that there's going to be some sort of positive movement in the economy that these people will say, look, it makes more sense now for me to go out and invest in that company and put money out there and create these jobs.
The problem is the unknown.
Than it does for me to continue to have my money sitting on the sideline where I know I'm not going to lose it.
Yeah, but the problem is you do not know what this guy's going to do with taxes. True story in the family.
I think we do. I mean, already we know with Obamacare, I mean, just, you know, the medical.
Well, we know they're going to go in a certain direction. Yeah. But, I mean, as far as the code goes, it changes hourly.
We were hoping to get Bill Cook on. The state Senate race in District 1 is so close as 388 votes. Stan White has 42,943 votes. Bill Cook, 42,555 votes out of 85,498 votes cast in Senate District 1.
A half of 1%.
Bill Cook lost by 388 votes. And Bill told me last night that he would come on. Pat, does he not want to come on now? Is that the deal? What is the deal? So Bill's not going to come on with us this morning. You know, maybe he's changed his mind. I know last night he told me he was probably going to talk to some folks and make some decisions. I'm expecting a recount in that vote.
It's a half of 1%.
Yeah. Right, we got Al who's been holding a long time. Al, good morning. You're on. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. My big thing about with the election is, and I'm going to get jumped by the conservatives, is part of it is I think is our fault with especially the Senate. We keep electing nominating some crazy people. Todd Akin and the guy in Indiana and the crazy person Murdoch. In Delaware.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some crazy people. I mean, and I know it sounds bad, but I think we have to sort of look at maybe, you know, allowing a few more people that whole Big Tent theory. And, like, like Jeb Bush said and George Bush said, I think we've got to look at actually, you know, finding a way to do outreach to Hispanics. I mean, because I don't think it'll ever work under, you know, with African Americans. I mean, I think that tends to be more of a Democratic base. But I just think part of it is that, you know, we could have had the Senate, but we keep electing some of these crazy people.
Well, you know, I said, you know, it's the Christine O'Donnell effect. You know, the people, the people in Delaware, you know, were so, you know, and again, I'm not criticizing the Tea Party as much as I'm trying to make an observation, but, you know, she won Delaware in the primary and had no chance of winning a general election in a very moderate to liberal state, but yet, you know, they rose up and they nominated Christine O'Donnell, who's a whack job, and so I think you're right. I think we've got to be careful who you put out there.
Lugar would have won. Lugar would have won in Indiana.
Right,
no doubt.
You're right.
Although Richard Lugar is practically a Democrat. I mean, he is so middle of the road. He's to the left side. I agree with you. We need to put people up there that are not going to throw up on themselves in the middle of these debates, which both Todd and Murdoch did.
I was going to say, guys, my question with Aiken is, if Romney had come out and said, get out, I mean, you know, he was crazy. Should Romney have come out and said, you are crazy as a loon, you need to leave?
Right. Well, he did that, though.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you something else. You even go to the state level, Al, on people that are running. I was looking at this council of state, and people kept asking me, are you going to vote a straight ticket? Well, I'll now reveal, I did not vote a straight ticket. You know, we had some crazies running for council of state. You had that guy that was running for state treasurer. I could not vote for a guy whose campaign promise was that if elected, he would try to create our own currency for North Carolina. Did anybody hear what he said? You know, you can't elect a guy. And, you know, this lady, Deborah Goldman, who was, you know, running for auditor. I mean, that wasn't... Well, that was a question of the lesser of the evils on that Beth Wood, Deborah. Okay, thank you, Al. We're going to try to sneak one more in. Brian Brown's going to join us right after the top of the hour news. Orrin, we only got about a minute. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Warren. Warren, you're on.
Hey, two things, and I just throw out a comment. Mitt, I wish Mitt could help us like he did with the Olympics, and I wish that Obama would give him a shot that would show. Really stepping across the aisle.
A shot at what? You think he should put him in the cabinet or something?
Well, he actually, Obama came out last night and said he wanted to sit down and speak to Mitt Romney.
Oh, that's election night speak.
Yeah, I don't think you're
right. He hates Mitt Romney.
Yeah, second thing is, if the little storm that came into New Jersey and New York was so bad, how about if we had a dirty bomb in New York and L.A. and Chicago and Atlanta? What would happen to this country?
Heaven forbid.
And that's the thing I just want to throw out. Thanks a lot.
Heaven forbid. All right, Al. I mean, Warren, thank you very much. All right, we got to get a break in. 7:55. It is 5 minutes in front of 8 o'clock again. Victorious House of Representatives. Maybe the upset in the state last night. Brian Brown beating Mary McLawhorn. Brian's going to join us in a few minutes. More election morning, day after coverage coming up on Talk of the Town.
This is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's important to have a good experience in your home buying or refinance process. The very first thing you should do is to call us, Talbot Green, and the staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage. With all the unknowns in today's real estate market, you need a seasoned lender to make sure your buying experience is smooth. Talbot Green, Katie Strickland, Denise Worsley, and Jeff Tant have over 60 years of experience combined. D&J Gateway Mortgage has the ability to make your buying and refinance experience a success. Realtors suggest calling us first to determine your price range. If you're interested in buying a new primary or second home, you need to know how much you're pre-qualified to buy. So before you even start looking for properties, call our office and we'll give you all the information you need to get started. Interest rates are at new historical lows. We're getting our customers rates as low as 2.75%. Call us today. D&J Gateway Mortgage, 565-4377. That's 565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
It's an essential part of everyday living. It's used in the production of toner cartridges.
From your news and information leader.
It makes the picture better on our television.
It's used in fire extinguishers and flame retardants that treat products such as wood. It's used in the production of bone china. It's a byproduct of the phosphate industry used in the production of solar panels, which help heat our homes and lessen our dependency on petroleum products. It's a necessary ingredient used in intravenous fluids. Think about it. Phosphate is an element that's essential to our daily lives. And it's a resource that only comes from nature and cannot be artificially produced. To learn more about the products we use that are dependent on the production of phosphate, visit oneessentialelement.com. Potash Corporora, helping nature provide.
No, no, no! November! During the November sales event at Greenville Toyota. No down payment. No payments till next year. No interest charges. And no money for your Thanksgiving turkey. Get a complimentary Butterball turkey just for taking a test drive.
While supplies last, rush to Greenville Toyota.
During the November sales event on South Memorial Drive, call 1-800-NEW-TOYOTA. Click GreenvilleToyota.com.
Unselect models for very well-qualified buyers through SETF. Term length varies.
It's time for more healthcare choices in Eastern North Carolina, and United Healthcare has recently expanded its network here to include Bidet Health Hospitals and physicians. With United Healthcare's growing network, you now have options for your healthcare coverage. It's time for greater access to care. It's time to check out United Healthcare. Learn more at uhctogether.com/eastnc. Insurance cover provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company or its affiliates. Administrative services provided by United Healthcare Services, Inc. or its affiliates. Healthcare plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare of North Carolina.
Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, weekdays from 7 to 9.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
On 103.7 WTIB.
Don't stop believing, baby. Welcome back. That's a good song for this morning. It is 1 minute now in front of 8 o'clock. I've done pretty good through the first hour. I stayed awake. I'm on about my fourth cup of coffee. I just promised my nutritionist I'd cut it down to 2 cups of coffee a day, and I think I lied.
Not today. It might be 2 pots of coffee today.
Tom Lampert is here with me this morning. We're getting ready to go to the top of the hour of national news, and we'll get the latest on the national news. Lynette Taylor will be back at the top of the hour, after the top of the hour, with some WITN headlines. And coming up in just about 5 minutes, victorious Brian Brown, maybe the upset in the state last night here in Pitt County, live in about 5 minutes.
This is 103.7 WTIB, Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount. Get our Facebook link at WTIBFM.com.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett.
I want to thank every American who participated in this election.
Voters give President Obama another 4 years.
I'm Alex Stone in Chicago, where the president is waking up after his victory. Today, he returns directly back to Washington, saying he wants to sit down with Mitt Romney soon to talk about the future.
Romney, in his concession speech in Boston.
I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction. But the nation chose another leader, and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him and for this great nation. Thank you.
Romney said the nation can't risk any more partisan bickering, though America elected a divided Congress. Democrats retained control of the Senate. Republicans renewed their majority in the House. Who voted for whom? ABC News political analyst Matthew Dowd says the president was buoyed by women and minorities.
He lost white voters in this election. He lost white males worse than any president has lost white males. All of those things. He's lost Republicans. But he put together that coalition of folks that is a growing coalition. He won Asian voters. And that coalition put him over the top.
Colorado and Washington State legalized the recreational use of pot. Maine and Maryland approved gay marriage by popular vote. Authorities in the Detroit area asking for the public's help in building a case against a suspect in the 24 random shootings along the I-96 corridor. A 43-year-old man from Wixom, now under arrest. Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth says motive unknown.
I don't know if you could ever develop a motive for somebody that shot at 24 different vehicles. I mean, it's so random that I don't know there is a motive.
Former president of Penn State University, Graham Spanier, scheduled for arraignment today, charged last week with perjury, endangering the welfare of children for his actions following the complaints about Jerry Sandusky. This is ABC News.
Here we have a rare treat.
the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her, built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Congratulations are pouring in from around the world for a re-elected President Obama. ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Expressed in different ways, the message is the same. Congratulations on the victory. In Kenya, the party mood goes on. In South Africa, Nelson Mandela's former wife Winnie says,
we do need him back for our dignity, and this sanctuary is very sensitive. We need people like him.
Nelson Mandela's daughter, Zinzi.
The symbolism of having a black man occupy the highest office is something that is very can make my children very aspirational.
Tom Rivers, ABC News.
A Turkish official says Turkey, the U.S., and other allies have discussed the possibility of using Patriot missiles to protect a zone inside war-torn Syria. Foreign ministry official says the missiles are one of a number of scenarios being considered as a way to stop regime attacks on Syrian opposition and Syrian civilians. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
All right, welcome in. Hour 2, Tom Lamprecht's with me this morning. We are doing a postmortem on election 2012. It's all over, but the...
Crying.
Well, it depends on which race you're talking about. Welcome back in. Lynette Taylor's here. She'll have WITN news headlines, and she'll have local election returns for us in just a moment, including that big win by Brian Brown in House District 9. He unseated Mary McLawhorn, who's been there for 14 years, seven terms. And that was... I'm calling that one the upset in the state, Lynette.
Am I far off? I don't think you're far off from that at all. A lot of people are saying that's the upset. I mean, Marion McLawhorn has been in that position, like you just said, for seven terms. She's a long-time representative for the state and has a huge following. And being that Brian Brown, newcomer, most people are saying, and businessman, has been on a lot of boards. And this is his first real, I mean, when you think about it, first office. And now going to Raleigh and looking very excited about it. We talked to him last night as we were with them as the results came in and everyone hugging him and congratulating him. And he was just completely sincere about how he felt like, wow, this is amazing. Yeah. And I know we're going to talk to him, but when I
think we're getting him on the phone right now,
as a matter of fact. I was amazed. He had his little daughter with him, and he looked at her and said, this is why I'm doing it. Yeah. This is why I'm doing it.
While we're lining Brian up on the telephone, some of the emails we've gotten here in the last hour, I haven't had a chance to hit any of your emails this morning. George writes, I feel like I did after the acquittal of O.J. The national nightmare is now the national reality. Let's hope this is not the beginning of 1934 Europe. Of course, who knows anything about that? Let's see, another email here. I'm not sure. I don't have a name on this one, just an email account. It says, Henry, I don't think the blame should go anywhere but to the liberal media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, for their lack of telling the American people who this president really is. If it were a Republican president, he would have already been impeached. Don't rush to blame the Republican Party or conservatives. I believe they've never worked harder to get Obama out of office. And don't think that the liberals were cheating. Don't think that the liberals weren't cheating their asses off, because you know they were We need to pray that Americans will see this president for who he really is. Actually, there is a name on that. Ann sent that one. So you can see some of the emotion this morning as we wake up again. I think we all have concern for the economy. You know, I I'll say what I said last hour when we came. I have concern for the economy. I have concern for the military. I just, you know, what in the world is going to happen with sequestration now? I don't know if people really realize that January 1st,
huge
cuts. And I know on some of our stations around Jacksonville this morning, my buddy Rayford Brown and Phil Knight down in New Bern on our stations down there, I know they've got to be talking about that this morning, you know, because Mitt Romney had said unequivocally, sequestration will not happen. He also said that on day one that he would work to repeal Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
We're now stuck with Obamacare. Are we really stuck with sequestration? Do they really have the will? And you know, with the deadlock that you're going to have in the Senate and the House, and you've already seen the unwillingness to work together on either side, you know, I really, really, really worry that the big story in January this year is not going to be so much the implementation of Obamacare as it is the fact that we're going to lose huge, huge numbers of jobs in the military.
Well, I think the sequestration.
Let me say this: not only civilian jobs, but military.
Oh yeah,
jobs. Yeah.
No, I think sequestration. And Obama said during the campaign, "Oh, don't worry, it's not going to happen. We're going to work all that out." Now, what he's going to do? He's going to come back and say, "Okay, we'll work it out, but you got to raise taxes." And the House is going to say, "No, we're not going
to
raise taxes. We're going to have to cut entitlements, and you know, you're going to be at loggerheads."
You know, you also think about that. You think about the national debt. We're at $16 trillion. How can we take on any more debt? But we're going to go further into debt. I mean, you know, that commercial just scares me when I know it was one of those kind of gloom and doom Republican Party ads that said, you know, what will the next term of an Obama presidency look like? And the first thing is $20 trillion in debt. Well, let me tell you what, if we go to $20 trillion in debt, I got one word for you, Greece.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you and I were just talking about our grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to dig out. Our sons and daughters aren't going to dig out, but our grandchildren aren't going to dig out either. I'm really worried it's a transformative event for the country. But again, you know, we got to work through it. We got to be positive. Look, this is the president we've got. We've got to try to work with this guy, I guess. 10 minutes after, let's turn to more positive news. One thing we have not talked about this morning is the Supreme Court race. I know we got Brian Holding, but the Paul Newby won that Supreme Court race of the conservative judges. 2-1 and 2 lost. Chris Dillon won on the mm-hmm. Court of Appeals. He is a conservative, but the big one in the state of North Carolina was Judge Newby, Paul Newby.
Yeah.
Who won over Sam Ervin IV. You know, we all looked at that race and went, oh, my Lord, they're running Sam Ervin. People are going to think they're voting for that old man, Sam Ervin, who was on the Watergate committee. Or, if nothing else, they're just going to recognize the name and vote for Sam Ervin IV.
A lot of people do that.
And Paul Newby's a great judge, but, you know, you would never get you now for the first time in 100 years, you're going to have a Republican-controlled legislature and a Republican governor. And so you'll be able to get things like voter ID passed in North Carolina. There'll be other conservative, but you know, look, if Newby had not been reelected, and you had a liberal swing on that Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
there is no doubt that voter ID would have been challenged in court and thrown out, just
yep.
like it was in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
The big local race, I said this is the upset in the state of North Carolina. Brian Brown last night upsetting. The incumbent, seven-term incumbent, Mary McLawhorn, by 1,143 votes, 19,408 votes for Brian Brown to 18,265 votes. He is now the representative-elect for District 9. He'll be the only Pitt County resident in the North Carolina legislature this morning. He joins us by phone, an elated Brian Brown. Good morning, Brian. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you guys?
Have you really not been to bed?
I really haven't been to bed. It's, you know, we're still on that high, and you know, the whole family's excited, the whole team's excited, and know, it's an exciting experience, it's a humbling experience. You know, sometime today we might crawl in bed and take a nap, but you know, right now there's work to do.
Congratulations, great job.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
The somebody just texted me and said the Daily Reflector has Newby at 49 and Irvin at 51, but that is not what we got.
I think it's flip flop. That's
got to be wrong. Brian, we were in Charlotte last night with Governor-elect McCrory, and I was showing him the text that you and I had been going back and forth last night, and Pat wanted me to send his congratulations to you this morning. He told me to tell you he's looking forward to working with you in Raleigh.
Well, I appreciate that, and I certainly look forward to going to Raleigh and working with him and the rest of the House leadership to start moving North Carolina in a positive direction.
Do you feel Pat McCrory endorsed you, and you were able to send out a mailer with that on it? Do you think that helped you a lot? Because we're looking at these other council of state races that we thought if Pat got 55% of the vote that some of these other Republicans would have a shot. It didn't work for them, but, you know, do you think how much did the McCrory thing help you? I know you worked awful hard.
We really did, you know, and I think any time we can get somebody like Pat McCrory's endorsement, it is obviously extremely helpful. But I think at the end of the day, you know, the voters of Pitt County really heard our message. We stayed on message very, very consistently, you know, and we talked about the things that people wanted to hear, which is about bringing jobs back to North Carolina, back to Pitt County, strengthening our education system, filling the skills gap, and putting good folks in open positions out in the industrial park. And, you know, that's the thing that we talked about. We stayed on point with those things, and those are the things that we're looking to do. And I think it just resonated with voters. And I think that, you know, Pitt County ultimately came through and said that we think we want somebody that's living right now, who's a small business owner, who understands what we're going through and has a child that's going to be affected by our educational decisions, and we're just thankful that they made that choice and that we have the opportunity to go and represent Pitt County and, you know, make this county strong.
You know, I think back on this campaign, and I'm so proud of you, my friend. I think you have personified what this kind of grassroots election ought to be about. I mean, you're a young man, you own a business, and you and I have talked about this over the course of the campaign. Look, you didn't get a break. You did not get a single break throughout this campaign. It got a little bit nasty. But you know, Brian, my opinion, and Tom and I were just talking about this morning. I was talking to some folks in Charlotte last night. My opinion of why you won is just because of how hard you work.
Mm-hmm.
You were everywhere. You were raising money early on. I mean, people don't know, Brian, what running a campaign like yours is really all about. You got to get the support of the people in Raleigh, but you got to make the people in Raleigh believe that you can win so you can get them to support you. And let's just be honest about that. You're going to be working with all these guys now, and all's well that ends well. But early on, I think there were a lot of people in the Republican caucus in Raleigh that just said, you know what, we just aren't going to throw a lot of money into that Brian Brown race because we don't think he can win.
Yeah, and I mean, and at the same time, you know, you kind of look at it on paper and you can kind of understand we were down in the polls. You know, at one point we seen a poll about 2 months ago that showed us 22 points down.
Yeah.
You know, and to come back and win, and the, like you said, the efforts were exactly what it was. It was getting out there, trying to meet as many voters as we can, and I can't say enough about the folks that volunteered for my campaign and worked the polls in the rain and the cold and was out knocking on doors,
including my son yesterday.
That's right.
I was going to say, now look, that's an all-time biggie right there. You got Hank Hinton to the polls to work for you.
I told you, I actually, you know, I got a call and it was him and Scott Shook working together on a poll. I said, oh, we're going to lose now.
Do you think they were actually campaigning for you, or were they out there talking about golf or football or something?
Probably not.
Well, you had a lot of folks step up and help you, and now, you know, I think we all feel that Mary McLawhorn has done some very positive things, and there's no
Absolutely.
Doubt. I had a nice chat with Marion a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, Marion would not – we tried to get Marion to come on and do a – and do a debate, a forum with you. She wouldn't do it, and she used a lot of different excuses, blamed me for asking too late, but it was still 3 weeks before the campaign was over.
I got the impression she really didn't want it as bad as Brian
she also wouldn't come on and even do an interview with me. So, I had to remind her that, you know, seven races out of eight that I had supported her in seven races down the stretch. And so, long story short, I think we need to thank Mary McLaughlin also for her service, because there is no doubt, and this is, I think you now have an opportunity to do some of the things that Marion did for Pitt County. Everybody running that has any need to get votes in Pitt County has taken credit for the cardiovascular center. And I used to laugh. John Carr would run ads, and Clark Jenkins would run ads. Look, I know who was responsible for getting the funding for that, right. and it was the guy who went to, unfortunately, I hate to say it, it was the Democratic Speaker of the House who went to prison, who had more to do with that than anybody else, Jim Black. And Marion McLaughlin was the House Whip at the time. She really was the key to getting the funding, along with Jim Black, for the cardiovascular center. But her party is out of power now, and she seriously would not have had much effect for Pitt County, I don't think, in Raleigh at this point. But you know, now you go in with a fresh approach, with great relationships with the governor, great relationships with the Speaker of the House, and I think you're going to be a great advocate for Pitt County.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think, just to kind of reiterate your point, you know, Mary McLaughlin has done great things for this county. I think that she's a very well-respected representative. I personally respect her very, very much, and I hope that, you know, all of her supporters understand that moving forward, we need to be a united county. That's the only way that we're going to get the things done that we need to get done. We all have the exact same goals, and I hope that we're all able to come together and work together and make this the best county in the state and make this the best state in the country. And I think we can do that, but we all have to come together, and then we all have to work towards that common goal. And I certainly respect everything that she's done. I respect all of her supporters, and I certainly hope we can all get behind both myself and Susan Martin and make Pitt County fantastic.
By the way, have you heard from Marion?
I have not.
Have not heard from her? Okay.
No.
Well, maybe she doesn't have your number. but it was a very tight race, I mean, down the stretch. Yeah. But, again, the House of Representatives went from 68 Republicans last night to 77. I was optimistic. I was on NC Spin last weekend saying 72, maybe 74.
And they thought you were nuts.
But nobody thought 77 Republicans in the House. That's a mandate right there.
Yeah, we were all, we were all very excited. We thought it was going to be about 74, and when it came out to 77, we were all extremely excited. I know all of the House leadership and the caucus is all very excited and very proud of what we're going to be able to accomplish.
Well, I've been saying for years, North Carolina was slow to change from blue to red with state politics, and I've always thought it was because of the stronghold that Governor Jim Hunt had on the state. We were slower to move than South Carolina, Georgia, some of the other, Texas, some of the other states that really went more Republican, but maybe we're a little slower here in North Carolina. But
this is a huge paradigm.
You now have a Republican Senate, House, huge majority in the House.
Wow.
You have, I believe, 31 independent. If Bill Cook's loss holds up, I think it'll be 31 Republicans out of 50 in the Senate, and now you have a Republican governor. So there's no doubt that the term paradigm shift is accurate. That's correct.
Yeah, and it's amazing how quickly it happened.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. I got this text from Chris Hayes this morning, who, by the way, I couldn't wait to say to all the folks in Raleigh about you. I told you Brian Brown could win. Chris Hayes is the chief of staff in the House of Representatives, and he just texted me back. 77 seats. We're in shock. We flipped 25 seats in 2 years.
That is amazing.
Twenty-five seats out of 100 seats in the North Carolina General Assembly. No, 120 seats, right?
120
seats in the North Carolina House of Representatives flipped from Democrat to Republican. We are a red state, and I'm proud of our state also, because our state was red in the presidential election. Romney carried North Carolina pretty big, as we predicted that he would. Well, Brian, in the coming days and weeks, we'd like to stay in touch with you, maybe have you back on and talk about your plans and what you what you're hoping to accomplish when you get to Raleigh. But for now, bask in the glow of your victory and go get some sleep, man.
Yeah, enjoy it. The work starts tomorrow.
All right, very good. All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Brian. 22 after. We've got to get a break in, and then Lynette will be back from WITN and give us an update on some of the other local races. And Doug Raymond, our political consultant, is going to join us, too. Doug and I were wrong about some things. You know, not only Dick Morris was wrong, but this guy, Barone, Michael Barone, that that Doug told us about.
George Will.
I kind of latched on. You know, when I came on the air Monday morning, I was a little down in the mouth because I thought Obama was going to win. And I heard so much from people on Monday going, man, you were negative this morning. So I read that Michael Barone column Monday night, and I came in and with a new attitude yesterday morning. And it turns out Barone was about as wrong as Dick Morris and Karl Rove. So none of those guys got it. 8:23, we'll be back. More Talk of the Town on the morning after coming up.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Ever wonder what it would be like to live in a quaint community where people still know your name and neighbors stop by for a chat? Consider Aiden. Ideally located between Greenville and Kinston with a small town atmosphere and big city convenience. There's a lot going on in Aiden. New and existing single family neighborhoods perfect for retirees or growing families. Award-winning schools, an active cultural arts community, and a great recreation program. Find out more at Aiden.com. Now here's Aiden Chamber Executive Stacy Gaskins to tell you about a great Aiden business.
Bum's Barbecue Restaurant, located in downtown Aiden, right across from the town hall, has been serving Eastern North Carolina's best collards and banana pudding and wood-cooked barbecue for generations. Call Bum's Barbecue Restaurant today at 746-6880 and ask for the Bum's tailgate and catering specials. And make sure you order early for the holidays. Follow Bum's Barbecue Restaurant this season on Facebook at facebook.com/Bum's Restaurant.
Hey, want to lower your home and auto insurance without cutting coverage? Check out the AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford. Available through Maudlin Insurance at 1604 Fire Tower Road in Greenville. Maudlin Insurance is a full-service agency offering comprehensive auto, homeowners, health, renters, and commercial insurance through several great companies. Call Maudlin Insurance in Greenville for a free quote and start saving today. 355-7557. That's 355-7557 or maudlinagency.com.
Parents, if you want to make sure this is the best school year yet, you should enroll your child now at Sylvan. Sylvan is a proven program. Sylvan guarantees progress with your child and can take the pressure off you. Here's Leslie, who has a child at Sylvan.
My son had problems with reading comprehension. We wanted to focus on helping with his math skills as well, is scoring A's and B's when he was doing C's and D's. And Sylvan has absolutely been the thing that has helped him progress to the level he needs to be in school.
Sounds like Sylvan has been the answer for your son, Leslie. Would you recommend Sylvan?
I would definitely recommend Sylvan to other people. His grades have been wonderful. When he was scoring 50s and 60s on reading comprehension, he's now in 85, 95, and sometimes 100. So it's been a remarkable thing for him.
Sylvan has locations in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville. Or call 1-800-EDUCATE.
Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, weekdays from 7 to 9.
This show's been laying farts for the last 20 years, and I'm going to light the match.
On 103.7 WTIB.
Oh, that's right. They're waiting on me. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm hanging in there, baby, but I had about 3 hours of sleep.
3 hours of sleep and two pots of coffee.
If anybody's looking for me later today, not gonna do it. 1,000 points alike, not gonna do it. Gotta be asleep.
It is 8:26. I'm actually sounding intoxicated at this point. It's just from lack of sleep, folks.
Just kidding.
27 after. Tom Lamprecht is here. Tom will be back today at 5 o'clock with more of this positive fun and frivolity here.
You know, there is a positive here. The paradigm shift in North Carolina politics is incredible. And you've got to think that one of the things that people were paying attention to were all the corrupt stories about politicians, and most of those fell on the Democrats.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back, I mean, John Edwards, Black, Easley, I mean, you know, the list goes on.
It was funny last night, and I know we got to get to Lynette, we're already running late, but I'm on the North Carolina News Network, and Rick and Donna Martinez are interviewing me, and I'm standing in the ballroom, and you know, Pat has just been declared the winner, and they got me on the air. I'm on this statewide radio network. I'm trying to be positive, and they say, Henry, do you think Governor McCrory is going to work and use Governor Perdue as part of the transition?
Did you keep a straight
face? I wanted to go, are you kidding? Do you think the people of North Carolina want Pat McCrory to use Bev Perdue in the transition?
That had to be a question that was asked on the fly. They ran out of questions, and they said, think of a question quick.
You know, I gave the statewide political answer, not the morning show in Greenville answer.
Are you crazy? Oh, my.
All right, 28 after. Homer Tyre, who always is a winner, is bringing us our news headlines. Let's go to Lynette. I'm sorry, Lynette.
I feel like
I'm in a little purple
Twilight
haze
zone.
Myself.
Yeah, we're going to put you into nap time.
Here's Lynette from WITN this morning.
All right. Thanks, Henry. Before we get to election results, we do want to update you on a house fire that is breaking news for WITN at this time. Fire crews in Williamston and Martin County responded to a house fire on Griffin Avenue near Jamesville Road. Now, the call came in around 12:40, according to dispatchers, and Williamston Fire Rescue crews cleared the scene just after 3 a.m. We know crews are still watching for any possible flare-ups. No word on any injuries or if anyone was home at the time or what caused that blaze, but we will keep you posted on what's happening on WITN-TV and on WITN.com. Well, now on to election news. As you know, there will be no transition power come January at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Barack Obama claimed victory to a second term in office overnight. He spoke to supporters in his hometown of Chicago after winning 303 electoral votes compared to Mitt Romney's 206. It's still not clear which won Florida yet, but at this time it really does not matter. President Obama talked about reaching across the aisle in his speech. Now, Pat McCrory is the next North Carolina governor, the first Republican to hold that seat in 20 years. The former Charlotte mayor had 55% of the vote compared to Dalton, the sitting lieutenant governor, at 43%. McCrory is the former Charlotte mayor who ran unsuccessfully against Democrat Beverly Perdue in 2008. Now, Perdue did not seek re-election this year. We continue our results on Decision 2012. The runoff for the District Court Judge 3A race was decided. Pitt County voters elected Brian DeSoto over Ferris Dixon, 53% to 47%. Both men have worked as assistant district attorneys for Pitt County. We did speak to both of the candidates, so we have their interviews on WITN.com. And in other races that affects Pitt County residents, newcomer Susan Martin, a Republican, won her race against another newcomer, Democrat Mark Bibbs, for State House District 8. And also in Pitt County, District B Republican Tom Colson defeated Democrat incumbent Ephraim Smith. Now, in Beaufort County Commissioner's race, Republican incumbent Jay McElroy was not among the top four vote getters. He will not seek another term. In the Hyde County Commissioner's race in Lake Landing Township, Republican Earl Pugh defeated incumbent Democrat Sharon Spencer. In Lenoir County Commissioner's race in District 3, Democrat Craig Hill defeated Republican incumbent Tony Farrow. For a full list of all the upsets, you can go to WITN.com. Com. And as we mentioned earlier, that Republican Brian Brown took 52% of the vote to Democrat incumbent Marion McLaughlin's 48% in the State House District 9 election. We were unable to reach McLaughlin after the results were handed down last night, but hope to speak to her today. Now, Brown owns a business in Greenville and sits on several boards, including Pitt County Crime Stoppers and Pitt Greenville Chamber of Commerce Business Board. And that's your WITN News update. Henry, back over to you.
Very good. Let's check our weather update this morning, brought to you by Homer Tire. And the Homer Tire real estate team is going to be cloudy, maybe a rain shower today, 51 the high. So kind of a chilly day today. And then tonight, we could get temperatures near freezing again, about 43 overnight tonight. And looking ahead to Thursday, partly cloudy, 56, back into the 20s on Thursday night. And then on Friday, sunshine and 58 for a high. The weekend actually looks good. It's 43 degrees right now at 8:32, 28 minutes in front of 8. Our news and weather update brought to you this hour by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire real estate team. If you're looking to list your home, and you want, don't call Homer Tire unless you want it to sell quickly. Because Homer's going to bring prospects like you've never seen to the door. The man knows how to find the people in the market looking for a home. He uses every piece of technology known to man, and he's got a system that just simply works. If you don't believe it, go to his website and listen to some of the people that he's worked with. There are a lot of testimonial videos on his website. You can go there at GuaranteedSellNC.com. Or just call Homer and talk to him about it, 758-HOME. That's 758-4663. There's just no doubt that if you list with Homer, he's going to sell your home because of the number of prospects that he brings to the table. But now, let's say that he doesn't, that he runs into a snag, something. You got to get out of town. You got to be gone quicker. You can talk to Homer about the program where Homer will buy the home from you. And that's a guarantee when you sign on with Homer Tire. Call them at 758-4663, 758-4663, or visit them online at GuaranteedSellNC.com. And remember, with Homer, you can fire him at any time and pay him nothing. Ask your real estate agent if they'll take that deal. He just wants a one-day contract. All right, 8:34, we're going to get a break in. Doug Raymond coming up. We're also, if we have time, we're going to try to get a few more candidates on this morning. It's the morning after. Here on Talk of the Town, Tom Lamprecht with me this morning doing double duty today. Tom will be back this afternoon with Sadie at 5 o'clock. But more coming up. We got another half hour coming. We'll be right back.
Tiebreakers. Breakers. Greenville's local sports bar and coolest place to party
is bringing it this football season. Check out all the college and NFL action this fall at Tiebreakers. Enjoy daily drink specials like $2 domestics every day.
And $4 rum and cokes on Wednesday.
Don't forget Pint Night on Tuesdays, Karaoke Wednesday, and gather your friends together for Team Trivia Thursday night.
And as always, live music every Friday and Saturday night with the region's best bands.
Greenville's best sports bar and music venue is Tiebreakers.
Let's go!
Nah, dude, they're going to have a good team this year. Watch.
Yeah, well, they better start playing some defense.
Wait, stop the car.
What?
Just stop the car, quick.
What?
Just look at it.
Look at what?
That East Carolina Bank.
What about it?
Oh, I'd love to bank there. I hear they're real service-oriented and have all these great products. You know, the stuff that big banks don't offer.
Well, why don't you switch?
I'm already somewhere else. It's just too hard to switch banks, right? Isn't it?
Not if you're switching to East Carolina Bank. They have this thing called Switch Agent. They're the only bank around here that has it. Makes it easy to switch from any other bank. Did it myself.
Well, if you did it, it must be easy.
Whatever. Can we go now?
Yeah, but just drive away slowly.
Dude, who worries?
Switch Agent at East Carolina Bank. Stop by an office to learn more or click myecb.com. East Carolina Bank, creating success together. Member FDIC.
Ever wonder what it would be like to live in a quaint community where people still know your name and neighbors stop by for a chat? Consider Aiden, Ideally located between Greenville and Kinston with a small town atmosphere and big city convenience. There's a lot going on in Aiden. New and existing single family neighborhoods perfect for retirees or growing families. Award-winning schools, an active cultural arts community, and a great recreation program. Find out more at Aiden.com. Now here's Aiden Chamber Executive Stacy Gaskins to tell you about a great Aiden business.
Beasley Auto Body is located right next to Leo Venter's Ford and Aiden. Beasley Auto Body is your complete collision repair headquarters. Beasley Auto Body is a clean, modern body shop with a state-of-the-art paint booth with custom color matching. Beasley has served Aiden, Greenville, and Pitt County since 1978, and they invite you to bring your vehicle to their brand new shop in Aiden when you have an accident. All insurance is accepted. It's your vehicle, and it's your choice. Contact Beasley or Darlene today at 746-5006 or go to BeasleyAutoBody.com.
Computers, what would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or University PCCare.com.
All right, welcome back. Tom Lamford in the studio with me this morning. Full show, obviously, with the election returns and all the discussion this morning. Still some phone calls. Folks been holding a while. We will try to get to your calls. And also, we're going to try to talk to Susan Martin and Brian DeSoto before we get off the air. So a lot to do here in the next 23 minutes. Let's start with Doug Raymond, who is our political consultant and analyst, has been on with us a lot during the political campaign this morning. Doug, we got some of it right, and we got some of it wrong.
Oh, that's and a lot of people got some of it wrong. And I, you know, I've done a couple interviews this morning, and I was saying, and I told you, I footnoted properly. I put a lot of credence in what Michael Barone had said about the early voting numbers, and it made a lot of sense. But kind of taking it in on a national level, I think what we saw was. Is I thought we saw a very motivated Republican base that were much more motivated by Mitt Romney than they were John McCain 4 years ago, and they got out and early voted. But you have to give Barack Obama and his Democrat team credit. They did the job in getting out the vote on Election Day. I mean, some of the places that we said there's no way they'll match those historic numbers they had in 2008, they matched them and in some cases surpassed them. And you also got to, you know, eat a little bit of crow. All this stuff we were talking about, the pollsters, and how they were way oversampling Democrats because they were basing them on 2008 numbers. 2008 numbers showed up. So
We talked on Monday's show. I mentioned this morning. I came on Monday morning and said I was really concerned because of some of the polls. And I started getting some emails and calls, and later in the day people saying you're too negative because – you know, they're oversampling Democrats and all that. Well, see, I was looking at some of the credible polls. I'm not talking public policy polling. I'm talking Rasmussen. You know, Rasmussen said from the beginning that Ohio was he was not calling Ohio for Romney. He thought Ohio was going to go Obama. You know, it was a late call on Pennsylvania where they might go for Romney. But, you know, none of that, you know, I think it was a lot of wishful hoping by all of us. And, you know, we got to be careful, too, to stop listening to people. I've been saying this forever. You cannot listen to Dick Morris. I mean, you know, the guy just is – Dick Morris is about selling
books, and,
books and getting you right. to subscribe to his website. Well, and so, you know, you got to look at the credible people like Rasmussen and people like that that know what they're doing and have a credible system of polling.
Well, I agree. And the other thing that just from a personal analysis that I look at, if you look at what happened with some of the state races and the council of state races, we talked about would Pat's coattails be enough to pull in? And, you know, insurance commissioner, Republicans lost there. Some thought that would be a good one to pick up, public instruction treasurer, some of these other ones. But who did win, and I was wrong about that one, was Dan Forrest and Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah.
He's running against a woman, an mm-hmm. African-American woman. There's about a built-in 4 to 5 point disadvantage there. But what kind of campaign did Forrest run? he ran a much more, and this isn't a negative, but he ran a campaign the way Barack Obama and the good Democrats run a campaign. It was a ground campaign. He used the internet a lot, and he is the one who ended up winning. It was a tight margin, but he went. So there's a lot to learn from this. You know, you don't just sit there and you kick the sand and say, oh, gosh, we got beat, and we're going to turn into a bunch of communists and all that kind of stuff. You got to say, how'd they beat us? And they beat us with a ground game. And the Republicans need to learn from those that beat you. And I'll tell you what, I'm just absolutely amazed at the get-out-the-vote efforts yesterday across the nation.
The numbers were stunning. I think that was the shocker at the Democratic vote that came out in some of the battleground states, no doubt about it. One more. We got to run. We got a lot going on. I want to, but you know, you mentioned Pat McCrory's coattails, and I'm a little bit. You know, there's no rhyme or reason to what happened with the Council of State races, really, because I said that if Pat got 55% of the vote, he might drag the whole Republican ticket on. And frankly, there were a few Republicans, at the state level that I could not support. I was not supporting Deborah Goldman. I was not supporting the guy. I can't even think of his name. The guy running
John.
Treasurer.
Republican treasurer.
Yeah, and so so there were. But Dan Forrest wins. No one else really at the Council of State level that was not already an incumbent Republican. Troxler and Barry won for labor and agriculture, but none of the other people won at the state level. So there's really no rhyme or reason to that, is it, Doug?
No, but once again, you got to remember, I ran the runoff campaign for Tony Gurley against Forrest.
Yeah.
And I saw that. He beat Linda Coleman by, I think it was less, around 12,000 votes.
Yeah, and by the way, she has not conceded yet, I don't believe.
Well, and I'm not sure I would if I were her either, if it was that close. But once again, Dan Forrest, I guarantee you, he shook 12,000 hands in the last 2 weeks. He did it the old-fashioned way. He went out, and it was a good ground game, and you've got to give him credit. There was some Republican momentum, we know. But he ran a different kind of campaign than the rest of those people, and he pulled it off. And I'm glad, because I think it would have been a little awkward to have the Democrat lieutenant governor there with a Republican governor and a strong Republican leadership in both the state house and Senate.
And you talk about you being a political consultant and the great work you've done with a lot of candidates. I know your friend Norm Sanderson was one of your clients down in Craven, Carteret County, and I saw Norm got another big victory last night.
Yeah, that and no.
That one was not in question, was it?
I wasn't. I had a couple judicial races that I sweat, and of course the newbie, haven't even mentioned that. Once Pat was securely, we all knew he was going to be governor. Newbie was the biggest thing on the ballot, and him winning is very, very big to the future of the Republican leadership in North Carolina.
And McCrory with a 12-point victory, almost 55% of the vote. What can you say about Pat McCrory? I think Pat will be a great governor. But you talk about a positive campaign. He ran a positive campaign. You know, I was worried about him early in the campaign when the Democratic Governors Association was running so many negative ads about what he did for a living and stuff like that. I thought he might come unglued a little bit because, they were running such negative stuff that wasn't true about him. But beyond that, it turned out to be a fairly positive campaign, but a 12-point win in a governor's race, you just don't see that.
And especially in a state that look at what Obama did, how close he came.
Yeah.
So it shows some strength. And I told you Monday, Pat McCrory and his campaign team did a big pat on the back for something that people usually don't, for not trying to get cute. He knew he had it, and there was a lot of things they could have done to say, let's draw some attention to the campaign. And they did. They did what they were supposed to do. They run good, strong, conservative ads, and they pushed to the finish line, and the results were there last night.
Doug, your insights have been invaluable during the campaign. We appreciate it, my friend. We'll have you back on again soon to talk about where we go from here. But thank you for your time this morning. Great talking to you.
It's always good to be with you, Henry.
Right.
Take care.
Doug Raymond this morning. All right. We still got Kevin holding. We had somebody holding for a long time. Let's sneak in a break, and then we'll come back and see. We're going to get Susan on? Susan Martin? We're working on trying to get Susan Martin and Brian DeSoto on.
If you want to try to get on here, 561-8255, 561-8255. We'll be right back.
Pat.
Atavola means come and eat. Atavola is Greenville's marketplace serving fresh, delicious soups, sandwiches, salads, unique pizzas, a large selection of Italian dishes, and so much more. It's a relaxed and friendly place to go. If you've been eating out too much but don't have time to prepare dinner, stop by Atavola and pick up a family meal to go. Quick and easy to prepare. This fall, kick back and watch your favorite football team at Atavola. They have several TVs in the dining area and in the bar. Atavola, Red Banks Road, come and eat.
Are you or someone you know taking cholesterol-lowering medication? Hello, I'm Jeff Boldenhouse, Vice President of HealthWise Pharmacy. These drugs can cause harmful side effects such as muscle and joint pain, memory loss, and confusion. At HealthWise Pharmacy, we carry Statenzyme, a natural product that will reduce or eliminate these painful side effects within 2 to 4 weeks, guaranteed. Try it in combination with your cholesterol-lowering medication for 30 days, and the only side effect is feeling better. Stop by and see us on Memorial Drive in Greenville or call us at 752-0338 and begin living life better.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And, Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow.
At Bojangles, we've been brewing good coffee since 1977. Good coffee. Well, that changes now. Our coffee is going from good to great. Introducing Bojo, Bojangles' new, rich, smooth, premium roast blend, freshly brewed from 100% Arabica beans. It's not a good cup of coffee, it's a great cup of coffee. So head to Bojangles and try a cup of Bojo with our made-from-scratch breakfast biscuits. Bojangles, it's Bo time.
At Bojangles, we want to know, where do you tailgate? At home? At the stadium? Wherever you gather for football celebrations? Take along Bojangles Chicken and Fixins, and we can upgrade your next football celebration with a $100 Bojangles gift card. There's a new winner every week. To enter, take a picture of your Bojangles tailgate party and post it on our wall at Facebook.com/BCajun. That's Facebook.com/BECAJUN. Hey, tailgate fans, it's Bo time.
Okay, welcome back. Talk of the town here for Monday morning.
Wednesday
morning.
You are tired.
Wednesday morning. I tell you, I'm actually about to fall asleep. Somebody's going to have to drive me home, put me in bed. We are back here after the day after.
Well, I'll drive you home. I ain't like putting you in bed.
We were trying to get Susan Martin on, and we haven't been able to get her. Brian DeSoto is probably in bed asleep. I don't blame.
Came Brian Brown up all night.
Yeah, no kidding. I was almost up all night. But if you want to get on 561-8255, we got about maybe 6-7 minutes. We can take some calls if you want to get on 561-8255. Tom Lampert here with me this morning, and Tom will be back at 5 this afternoon. You know, somebody talked about what was on the website about Newby only getting 49% of the vote. As it turns out, that was the Pitt County number. For Paul Newby. Paul Newby did win that race last night.
Won by about 3 percentage points, I think.
Something like that,
51
yeah.
to 48.
So he won the Supreme Court race. 561-8255, 561-TALK. I think we're lining up a phone call here. You got anything else that we haven't covered? I think we've covered most of the races, haven't we? Again, I think the local story will be Brian Brown beating Mary McLawhorn, and the fact that now Pitt County will have two Republicans representing him in the House of Representatives. And have we ever had one?
This really is a major paradigm shift. We said it earlier, but I mean, as we look at the national scene, we say, oh my goodness, liberalism is here forever. But you look at the state level, and you know, you're seeing this a lot. You're seeing a lot of conservative governors being elected across the country, and it's almost like we're returning the states to a more conservative level, more fiscal responsibility. Of course, most states, you have to have a balanced budget anyway. But this is a huge shift, especially here in the East.
Yeah. And North Carolina's government is going to be different. I think the question now is, how will the Republicans govern for the state of North Carolina? What will we see? What will be the major differences in the way that that these Republicans govern? Mm-hmm. All right, 561-8255. Did you say Barrett?
Derek.
Derek. Hey, Derek, you're on. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good as can be expected. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I think those of us who feel the way I do this morning are kind of looking at each other wondering, was this the way it was always going to play out, you know, and there was nothing we could ever have done about it?
That's kind of what I think. I mean, you know, when you talk to a lot of the Obama supporters, you know, they just weren't interested in policy or issues.
It's different than that. I think it fundamentally identifies one of the defining flaws in human character that a lot of people, you know, especially a lot of people that I've seen who posted, you know, in support of Obama and all, seem to all be fixated on one particular issue that is, you know, I'm not saying it's not important to them. I mean, I've got gay friends and they, you know, and I'm sure that's the most important thing in their life. But to me, looking at a bigger picture, it seems like their whole decision in this was always based on one small thing. And then you go to seniors and everything else. And you know what, Ed? I've never really considered myself a truly, you know, a Bible-waving conservative or anything. I've always thought that I was some sort of an intellect and, you know, and just wanted the best for everybody, you know. But you see this play out, and it scares you to death. You know, scares you to death because, you know, there's a lot of people that I talked to yesterday who thought they were seeing end times play out here. I mean, how scary is that? You know what?
Although the Middle East will be interesting to see what happens over there.
You got foreign policy. You got the question about sequestration in the military. You've got the debt. You've got
so
more taxes.
Things,
you've got,
you know,
health care. I mean, it just looks to me like we're just going to sink deeper into the hole that we're in. But, you know, we didn't make the sale.
I don't think there was ever any way out of it. I think we got so far into this mess. And, you know, we're going to sit back generations from now. We're going to look back and we're going to try to figure out, how did it happen? You know, we're going to be looking for that one defining moment that caused our complete downfall. And, you know, and I guess maybe when you go out in the distant future, they'll try to point it back maybe to this election or sometime around.
Well,
when it happened.
Watch Fox News tonight. Dick Morris will explain it to you.
Well, Dick had me really, you know, look, in the beginning, I never thought that Romney was going to pull this off. I had bets going with people. I've got 8 or 10 bets right now for steak dinners, and I'm going to win them all. And I hate that because here in the end, I actually thought that Romney was going to pull this off. And look.
Well, I lost all my bets, so invite me for one of those steaks. All right,
I never thought Romney.
We got to run, Derek. I think
we got
another holding, guys. We're almost out of town. Thank you, Derek. Thanks for the call. Are we clear? Justin is on there. Hey, Justin, you may be our last caller. Go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Henry and Tom?
Good.
How you doing?
Just a quick observation. I know you guys are running out of time. I'm proud of Pat. I voted for him last time, and I hated to see the negative ads that Purdue ran on him. He just... And this goes for the whole leadership of the Republican Party for North Carolina. They're going to have to deliver. If they do not deliver, you know, since 1901, we've only had 3 governors. This is just going to be, it's going to be a sweep. If no real change happens, it's going to be bad. That's the only observation I have.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to say about the national landscape, but as far as North Carolina is concerned,
yeah,
they do not deliver. This is going to be bad.
You're right. All right. Thank you, Justin. I think we got one more. We'll try to sneak it on if we can do it fast, guys. We're not going to do that? Okay. Well, we probably don't have time. I think we've probably got time for just kind of a wrap up here. Again, thanks to everybody for calling this morning. And also, let me say a special thanks to Potash Corp Aurora, who sponsored our election coverage last night and has been with us throughout the election season. Potash Corp Aurora down in Aurora, they, you know, nonpartisan. They want everybody to be informed about the issues. And so they were our major sponsor for election coverage this year. And, Tom, I think we've done a pretty adequate job of covering it. I don't, you know, maybe we, it's like the old Woody Durham line, you know, we may not tell it like it is, but we tell it the way we think people want to hear it.
Well, a couple.
Actually, that's not true. We try to tell it like it is. I was joking about that. But the truth of the matter is, at this point, I think everybody just needs to try to remain positive and, you know, move forward. We are a republic, and we all need to work together.
God is still on the throne. The sun will rise tomorrow, and keep on keeping on. And
News and Views will be on at 5 today.
And we will. So if you didn't get in to Talk of the Town this morning, call us back at 5 o'clock.
All right. Thanks to Tom for being here. Thanks to all the crew in the studio, Pat, Andrea. Even Michael showed up this morning. That is it for today. Everybody, enjoy your Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow on Talk of the Town.
We support the home team because they play harder when they know their community is counting on them. North Carolina Farm Bureau Auto Insurance isn't all that different. Our members are counting on us every day, so we work harder to deliver Major League service from our local agents. So if you support the home team, think of us as the home team that supports you right back. Farm Bureau Auto Insurance, helping you is what we do best. In Pitt County, call 756-3165 and speak to Tony Boyd, Buddy Kennedy, Randy Daniels, Alan Hill, Bill King, Jack Metz, Patrick Reed, Jay Searles, or Lynn Sugg. Your local friends make up the winning team at Farm Bureau Agents that are ready to assist you with your auto, home, and health insurance needs. Drop by the Farm Bureau office, conveniently located on Charles Boulevard, close to Fells Fort, or call 756-3165. Farm Bureau of Greenville, your winning team.
Are you tired of the same old run-of-the-mill apartment lifestyle and ready for a fresh and exciting place to call home? Well, here's some good news. Construction is well underway on the Heritage at Arlington Apartment Homes, and the Greenville Medical District's newest units will be move-in ready by the winter. The Heritage is a community you'll have to see to believe. Each apartment home will feature upgrades you just don't find in everyday apartments. Things like granite countertops, sleek appliances, walk-in closets, and even plank floors. But the upgrades don't stop there. What really